My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin speaks with his first scammer, Flory, and she wants to move on from the incident where Davin got shot and just wants to make Davin happy. But now comes Agnes. So listen and enjoy.
You got shot.
There was a little bit more correspondence, but yeah.
Yeah, but if she wants anything out of you, wouldn't she? See, this is the difference between Flory and Agnes. Agnes shows more compassion where Flory doesn't.
Yeah.
And if you're Flory, you're trying to get back into your heart, why wouldn't you show concern or have remorse over being so cold?
Or at least fake it.
Well, how could you? Yeah. I mean, hypothetically, this is all the truth. Now, you would think that you would try to work in your... Why would you gloss over that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I think it's terrible.
She's an idiot.
But, I mean, I think this is a great exercise in a contrast between the two, don't you?
Absolutely.
It's fun. It's kind of funny to see the two of them in this situation. Like
yes.
This.
But you got more stories on Agnes, right?
Yeah, Joe, don't worry. I got more fun. Are you bored by Flory?
No, I'm intrigued by Flory. How she's so stupid and to the point. Sort of like you.
Really? You don't want to know what I'm thinking most of the time. Trust me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, well. So she tells me to forget it. I go, kind of hard to forget.
How could you forget that? That's ridiculous.
That's what I said to her, Joe. I go, kind of hard to forget getting shot. You heard the gunshots. You heard me scream. What was going through your head? Honey, I'm willing to do anything just to make you feel happy again. Like what? What are you willing to do to make me feel happy as I get ready to go away alone again? What are you going to do? Just tell me one and I will do it for you. I don't know, Flory. I'm all alone. Maybe one day we'll be together. Even if that was the case, it does not feel how alone I am now.
Yeah.
Hard. I know. Honey, I know you're lonely, but believe me, before 2 or 3 weeks, you will see me in the States. What state is that?
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Sanity.
It's been so long since I've been with a woman. Yeah, honey, just give me a little time, okay? I'll be with you soon. I go, we will see. She goes, yeah. I go, and how do you think that will be when you are here in the States? She goes, I want you to call me by tomorrow, okay? Yeah, I will send you a message when I'm online and call you. Okay. Is up to you, okay? I do not know. You seem to have a plan in place. What is your plan? Was I even part of it? Yes, sweetheart. So how do you envision this playing out? Have made my plan to go to the embassy until I hear from you soon. Good. I meant you seem so contrite. How did you envision it going between us once you were in the States? Please, honey, let's see each other first. Of course, I just thought maybe you envisioned it going a certain way. I was wondering how it went is all. Honey, I'm running out of time. Please, we talk tomorrow, okay? These women are always on the fucking clock.
Oh, God almighty.
As you wish. I just wanted a mental escape for a few minutes is all. I love you so much and I miss you. Bye, she says. Bye. And then we have Agnes.
Ah.
Now, this was going on at the same time with Agnes.
Right.
All right. Give me a synopsis of what you've been thinking about Flory while I catch my breath here, Joe.
Well, Flory essentially is just out for the money, and she does an absolutely bad job of
as opposed to Agnes not being out for the money?
Well, still, Agnes out for the money, but Flory does an absolutely horrible job of scamming. She's too much to the point. She should show a little compassion. If she had any common sense, she can get more, you know.
Now, wasn't she my perfect first scammer?
Yes.
It was really good to get my teeth sharpened on her.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So here's Agnes. Now I think you have a soft spot for the Agnes.
I do.
Now you feel a little bit for Agnes what I feel towards Agnes.
I gotcha.
See how that happens.
I'm kind of like looking forward to hearing from her.
It's always nice to hear from Agnes.
Yes.
Although I do have to admit she was online today and I was online. Yeah. I gotta get ready for the show.
Yeah, typical long-term relationship.
Yeah, exactly. She goes, Agnes, I wanted to say I was sorry for going without letting you know. It was beyond my control. The airtime on the phone ran out. Remember, I had to go.
Right.
And then she came back. She wasn't there. I go, but it showed you were still online. Yeah, that's because I couldn't log out. I go, well, at least it was just the phone running out of time and nothing more serious. I stayed up all night and saw the sunrise this morning. It was beautiful. I wish you were with me for it. The only thing more beautiful than a sunrise on a warm day is my Agnes. She goes, "Aw, that's sweet of you. It's nice to talk to Agnes."
See, that is, what about the money? You know, that's what you would get.
Well, she also learned. I kind of put her back in her place like a month ago.
Right.
When she was getting all money hungry.
Getting all uppity.
Yeah, when she was like getting a little too demanding.
Yeah.
I think she knows she's going to have to milk me a little bit more.
Okay.
I go, "So who was at the door?" She goes, "So who was at the door which made you leave to answer?" I go, "Neighbor. He didn't know I was home. He was looking for my wife who was not home. Seemed disappointed. No idea what that was about. Seemed fidgety when he was talking to me. Couldn't look me in the eye. Some people are just strange, I guess."
Hmm.
"Oh, okay. But why do you think he was looking for her?" Because remember, my ex-wife is my soon-to-be ex-wife, now that the summer home got destroyed, is living here. I go, "I have no idea. He didn't say. I didn't even know they talked. Do you think something of it?" "Since they were not talking and they are now, it only means they are pretty much friends, I guess." I go, "Well, she was gone for a long time, and now because of the storm, she's back temporarily. Yeah, I'm sure they're just friends. You're a very smart lady." "Thanks, hon." She loves being called smart.
Mm.
"When is the date for the
court?" "Who doesn't?" "Yeah, I've been called an asshole enough by you."
Justified.
When you get a compliment, it's nice.
Yeah.
You would think.
She goes, "When is the date for the court hearing for the divorce?"
Mm. Ah.
She's more tactful. It's a reasonable question.
Yeah, because it knows how much, you know, when she might be getting some dough.
But even if it was like a real relationship,
yeah,
it's a reasonable question.
I mean, I'm even doing that with Mavis, just because I sent her a desperate letter. "Where have you been? I miss you." I just said that the court, my settlement date is coming up and I got my job back and stuff like that. You know, just
Richard's on the upswing. You want
Richard's on the upswing. I'm trying to get it back. I haven't heard from him for 2 weeks.
Well, you know, Richard, I don't think he got my pimp hands. These women, once they get a taste of the old Davin, even when it's Fluffer Davin hanging out with Dice Clay Davin, they come back.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.